The changes that have been happening to the lineup, you know, moved Zach to bench, CJ, and now JJ's coming. How have you been able to sort of adjust to all of the changes?
I think trying my best not to look too much into predicting things I can't really control, I guess. And trying to really be in the moment of what the game is calling for and how to apply myself. And I think for me, it's just a teaching moment for this time in my career. Like, how can I continue to grow? How can I continue to be a better version of myself? Talk to like a lot of people in my circle and being close with them, just through the ups and downs. You know, it's never easy, I would say. And there's times where different thoughts that conflict where your heart is at can come into mind, especially if you're not shooting well, if you get comfortable with having certain type of success and stressing the success part, but just kind of bringing myself back to that process and how do I become more efficient in that.
And part of, you know, sort of the ups and downs is maybe you might not have some of the best shooting nights that you want and then you bounce back. I mean, how have you been navigating your usage sort of going up and trying to have the efficiency that you might be used to?
I think it's just going to have to start coming more from my repetition. Just continue to rep it out, continue to rep it out, continue to rep it out. Truthfully, I feel like I haven't really had a good game in a while, but that's just me being myself and being overcritical. I think it comes and it goes. And this is the part of the season where it's on me to figure it out. And the process of it has been everything. It's been satisfying, it's been annoying, frustrating, exciting, and I'm just embracing all of it.
Nikhil, I asked Coach about, does it look like you tweaked your ankle or something there? And he said that's you, like you said, you wanted to keep playing. Just what is your mindset when, you know, you think you might be hurt a little bit, just kind of stretch and see if you can still go, especially in a game like this where you guys have such a big lead?
I think all of it just really stems to my trainer and them. The way he lives his life, for me, the bond that we've built kind of up into these like 4 years of working with him, I feel like I've grown and matured as a man, and that kind of plays into like how I approach the game as well. And the stuff that we do on a daily basis, summertime, now, when he's here, when he's not, the communication I have with him, just to put in a lot of work on my body to making sure I'm prepared. So there's always going to be the things that you cannot control. And it's like in those set moments, trying to get my body in ways to respond so things can be better. I was very fortunate because that could have been worse than it was. And I'll credit that to him. And in that time period, it's just remembering the mental aspect to all the training that we do. I think it's been a lot of mental as it has been physical and working on my body.
27 points for Jonathan coming in tonight. What did you see from his first action with you guys?
Confidence, having a lot of fun. Another person that's going to put pressure on the rim, get in the paint. Willingness to pass. You know, just fitting in and into the system and having fun with everybody. You know, he was always locked in, vocal, I would say, throughout the whole game. So it was cool for him to come out.
I saw you talking to Jonathan a few times throughout the game, and I know you mentioned when CJ first got here about you communicating and getting better communication. I guess, how has your communication been with the new guys so far?
I would credit it more to them because they haven't been shy, and they made it easy for me to also like see things and say it, and they ask questions as well. So I feel like because the communication has been it's like a two-way, double-sided thing. It's been easier for me to like point out things and just say, hey, pay attention to this, look out for this. And then they're like, we all trying to win. And in the short time that we've had together, the willingness to have conversations in the locker room, small talk, all of those things make it a little bit easier.
Kim. We're going here with the players and rec game tonight. The Hawks have a lot of new pieces. How do you kind of want the season to go as you guys gain, you know, that trust and experience playing together? Another thing I want to say is I do like your YouTube series, docuseries Rooted. When can we also expect another episode of that?
Thank you to the prior comment and the Rooted episode. I think for the first question, just about for the season, for me, the main thing that I'm really focused on is like trying to be efficient. Like, how can I, with so many threats, understanding the usage and the success that I've had individually is going to have to make that sacrifice if I want to win and if I want the team to go far and essentially what I came to do. So for me, it's just about finding ways to be efficient with what I have. And I want to say, I got to talk to Rob, but I want to say by the end of this week, if I'm not mistaken, but for sure before February is over, the goal is once a month. I'm excited for this one. I feel like there's a lot in this one, and kind of being around the theme of number seven and being the seventh episode and seventh season. So I appreciate it because, you know, I made it for my son, and I want him to have something when years go by for him to kind of like be on this journey with me. And so I'm just glad everybody else appreciates it.
Absolutely. Mitchell, this isn't a question really for tonight, but just since CJ has been here at the end of games, the last 5-6 minutes, he's out there with you, Jalen, and Yekta Dyson. What's it been like having CJ in these games in the finishing minutes?
You know, it's been, I think, a learning curve, for one, and then two, it's been easier on guys like JJ and myself. Having the ball, having another ball handler, having another guy who can create shots, get into the paint, create a disadvantage. Like, those are all important late game because teams are going to try to shrink the floor. Teams are going to try to focus in and make sure JJ doesn't get to his spots, make sure I don't get to my spots, and even him. So, like, having multiple threats that are capable of scoring, making plays, it just makes us a little more dynamic.
Nikhil, with you guys having a little mini series with Washington, what are you guys hoping to, you know, take what you did well tonight into the next game and then obviously throughout the rest of the season?
Yeah, with all due respect to Washington right now, I think it's just really about us. It's really just about us being the better team each day, and not the better team against who we're playing. That would require playing to your competition. Like, just being the better team of ourselves and trying to get better. And we have a great opportunity to go on the run. And what that means is, like, are we going to take advantage of those things? Because in the NBA, it's not easy to win. And what we've done to put ourselves in positions to win night in, night out isn't easy as well. So we got to capitalize on those things because, you know, to a degree, it can be demoralizing if you're working so hard and you're not seeing the result because of small details.
Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Kim.